live from the Rowe Auto Group Westbrook Auburn Studios. It's Ray Richardson on WLOB 100.5 FM.
It is 8:08. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. We're broadcasting from the Rowe Auto Group Westbrook Auburn Studios. Find out more by going to Rowe's website, roweautogroup.com. And our Dear Girl Partners .net text line is 207-409-6172. That has literally been lit up this morning. Yeah, I know I left the mics up in the last segment just for a short period.
Yeah, we're talking about that, yeah.
Paris working in the Bush White House. So That's why I thought he was so young. I thought he was 43.
Yeah.
I knew he was young, but he worked in the
38 years old so brilliant. A brilliant man. Very articulate what he says, the way he puts it out there. It's fantastic. His perspective, it's what we're all.
It's fabulous.
How we feel.
And he sees things a little bit differently than we do, but comes to the same conclusion, which is, from where he comes from, he feels it very strongly that, you know, that racism is used to really achieve the Democratic agenda.
Right.
The Democrat.
Democrat. There's Democrat, nothing Democratic Democrat, about a Democrat.
Democrat agenda. He feels it like a lot of people do, that it's being overused.
Well, it is being used.
Yeah. Used and abused, baby.
I mean, it is a tool that is being used by the Democrats and their propaganda agents and the media to try to divide the country, because division is the only thing Democrats got going for.
Exactly.
I mean, that's it.
Exactly.
Because freedom is not something they're interested in.
Well, freedom is not going to achieve what they want.
Right, which is control.
Exactly.
Hey, we're going to go to MSAD 51, something that we've talked about here on the station quite a lot. As you know, I played the actual video, a Zoom meeting of a school board about a year ago as they were sending out a letter accusing people of being white supremacists and dealing with critical race theory, and we had the superintendent, Jeff Porter, on the air to talk about issues. So we've covered this quite a bit, but now we have a citizen who wants to join us to share some of his thoughts. His name is Sean McBrady. I hope I got that correct. Sean, good morning.
Thanks, Ray. I appreciate it.
Did I pronounce the last name correct?
It's McBrady, but you're close enough. There's a lot of vowels in there, so don't sweat it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, if you're not Smith or Jones, I probably can't really say it. I mean,
Jones is easy.
I've been trying Kazunas for 10 years and still don't have it right.
Yeah,
I joked I should have taken my wife's last name when we got married, but that would be way too liberal of me.
Well, you know, I've become woke this morning on the air, so I would admire the liberal nature of what you just said. Hey, so talk about some of the things that you're concerned about in the area.
Yeah, ultimately, tomorrow will be the one-year anniversary of the quote-unquote white supremacist letter that the Equity and Inclusion Committee sent out through Jeff Porter. The kind of the bombshell, I guess, this morning, Ray, honestly, is at this point, the Equity Committee from Greeley and MSAD 51 has effectively defunded the Cumberland Police. And they haven't done that through funding because it's still budgeted, but the Cumberland Police are seeing a pretty huge personnel loss at this point. And Nick Shuler-Wiston and Max Simowicz, Tyler McGinley, and the other hand-selected Democrats on the committee basically have created a situation where we live in the safest town in Maine, and the men that protect our families have done they're high-performing people, and they've done a great job. But essentially, almost half the department have either left, resigned, are going to resign, or are going to leave, because the last year here in town has been just horrendous for them every single day. And your family in Cumberland is unfortunately now less safe because of the MSAD 51 Equity Committee. So they've done exactly what they wanted to do. They've effectively defunded the police here in town.
So what's from your perspective, Sean, you live there. What is their end game, according to you?
I mean, you mentioned division earlier as you were leading in. I mean, you know, the country's divided, the state's divided, the town is divided, and frankly, my personal family's divided. So I think they've achieved everything they wanted to do. They wanted to pit us against each other, They have not done anything to heal this community. I've asked several times, including the town manager, Bill Shane, has requested a sit-down with Jeff Porter and the Equity Committee to heal the community, and they've denied it. They don't want to do it because it fits their agenda to keep us fighting against each other. This isn't America, Ray. This isn't how I was raised, and this is the most frustrating thing I've ever seen. And frankly, until recently, my two beautiful twin senior daughters were held hostage, essentially, by Jeff Porter and the school board.
How did he do that? Jeff's been on here before. Seems like a reasonable guy. He and I don't agree on the issue of critical race theory or the 1619 Project, but how did he hold them hostage?
Yeah, and first thing, Ray, you know, in order to understand that there's a problem that you need to fix, first you have to identify there's a problem. Critical race theory is being taught at Greeley. I have proof. I have all kinds of proof. And frankly, I've got a court case in Superior Court in Cumberland County, of which I asked a bunch of FOIA items on how much money we've spent on this, and I believe it's upwards of $250,000. So basically, I put up a sign of Ann Maximowicz sitting for the Pledge of Allegiance on my lawn last year. I took it down on New Year's Day to turn the page. And last year, someone put up a honk if you support the school board sign on a fence directly across from my house. Now, I immediately asked the administration of MSED 51 to take that down, and they left it up for about a week and a half, causing people to honk at all hours of the night, basically trying to cancel us out. Two Saturdays ago on the 15th, I put this same sign across the street on that same piece of black fence, and it was down in less than a half an hour. And then shortly thereafter, I was served with a prohibitive conduct warning, which essentially is the precursor to a no trespass warning. So I was banned from going to campus, which means I was banned from going to the music concert and banned from graduation.
You were banned from graduation?
You have been, or they're threatening to?
No, I was. I was banned from the whole deal. And just recently, yesterday, Jeff finally kind of acquiesced and said, hey, look, as long as you're not planning anything to, planning anything at these two events. And frankly, I said, all I wanted to do was sit down next to my beautiful wife, Patty, be a dad, enjoy my kids' last week of school. And they've been playing band, Ray, for 7 years. They played field hockey, but this was kind of their sport. This is their Super Bowl. And in the Portland Press Herald article that broke, I think, Saturday, Jeff Porter, the superintendent, said something like it didn't meet the same criteria in his mind. It wasn't as big a deal as the graduation, thus he wasn't going to let me go. Now, he just recently, again, changed course on that and is letting me go, which I certainly appreciate. And as God is my witness, there is nothing planned. I don't want anybody to come in and be there on my behalf. I want to be able to walk into those auditoriums with my wife hand in hand and sit down like a normal parent and basically view my girls and be very proud of them. That's all I wanted. But this whole thing started last year, Ray, and you know, they have not denounced what they've done to the community, and it's just shameful. The entire committee should resign immediately. The whole thing should be gone, and the taxpayers and parents of this beautiful town that I've lived in for 23 years deserve more.
Yeah, you may or may not know, but I when I became aware of this letter about white supremacy, I went and sought out the school board meeting, which was taped. It was a Zoom meeting. And I actually played the segment where the head of the Equity Committee presented this letter to have it sent out. And then I had Porter on and a bunch of other people on from the community about all of this issue. And I really, you know, I've been to Cumberland many times. I've never lived there. And North Yarmouth, it's a really wonderful place. And my questions to Jeff Porter had been, number one, why is this necessary? And two, if there is racism going on in the schools, why have you allowed it? Mm. That was my question. You said something interesting, though, when you were talking about division. Divided the country, divided the community, divided the schools. And you also said divided the family. What did that mean?
Yeah, so my dad is a conservative. He thinks I'm a hero for doing all this, for going on Tucker, you know, for fighting after 1 year, basically getting bloodied every single day by this cancel culture that's just venomous in this town. And frankly, Cumberland is the woke epicenter of Maine. It might be the woke epicenter of the country, for all I know. But my mother and sister are Democrats. They're liberal Democrats, and they haven't talked to me since Christmas because
no way.
They thought that I was being mean to these people by putting a sign in my lawn of a picture of a elected official not standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. And frankly, I've gone on the offensive. Ridicule, Ray, is a powerful weapon. The left uses it all the time, and I chose to use it about 6 months ago once my family was put in harm's way, my immediate family here, my twins, my girls, my daughter. And my mom just doesn't appreciate that. So frankly, again, we have not spoken for 6 months.
That's a shame. That's really a shame.
Yeah, that is a shame. That's, you know, families don't always agree on things, but that seems a little extreme. I'm not that I'm criticizing your family, but that seems a little extreme.
No, here's the way, and if I could take 30 seconds, if, you know, if my twins are going to college, if one of my daughters came home with a neck tattoo, Ray, I would be pissed, okay? I would blow up, right? However, at the end of the day, it's their body, it's their choice. If they think a neck tattoo is cool, well, I'd hug them the next day, right? I would say, look, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen you do. I'd probably take away their phone and the car and whatever else to do. But I would say at the end of the day, look, you're my daughter, you're 18, you can do whatever you want, but, you know, can you wear a turtleneck or something around me because I'm going to go crazy.
It's going to bug you.
Hey, Jeff, one of your constituents in Cumberland, Nancy, reached out. She was very concerned that I said, did I pronounce your name correct, instead of listening to what you were saying. And she said the word is correctly. Not, so I just thought you should know. It's not just the woke people there about the things you're doing. It's the woke people of that whole region.
Yeah, and honestly, since the Tucker Carlson interview, it's been amazing. The outpouring of support from all across the nation, frankly, I'm trying to not get too big ahead about this, but it looks, I mean, Patriots just wanted one thing positive to cling on. And 4 million viewers saw that interview Thursday night with Tucker. And again, at the end of the day, all I want to do is, you know, help this community heal. That's been my effort since really September. But, you know, I've been fighting this fight every day solo in this mud. And the cancel culture won't allow people to come out of the shadows. Business owners, people who have kids in school, people who have lived in Cumberland for, you know, three generations, they don't dare speak because they'll get canceled. And frankly, Thursday, Ray, I'm out of work, and I was canceled out of my job, is what my belief is. But at this point in time, I think I might try to make a career out of this and help other people understand, listen, you can stand up.
Wait, slow down. Hang on. Are you saying you were fired because you've spoken out?
No, I resigned, so it was very clear that I resigned, but my position at Maine Health as director of IT contracting, there was some interesting information in my personnel file that was never discussed with me. And suffice to say, I was frustrated. But Maine Health has become woke, and I don't think I could really fit in with them anyway because they don't want me to bring my whole self to work anymore, Ray. It's the way that corporate America is going. I might try to do something on my own. But right now, as of Thursday, frankly, I'm looking forward to be unemployed for a little while.
Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your girl's graduation. I mean, that's something,
yeah,
a special,
exactly,
event in your family's. You said they were put in harm's way, though, Sean.
Yeah, so there's a confidential complaints policy that I sent in after that letter came out. And if we have enough time, essentially it just was, I said immediately when that white supremacist letter came out, I felt like I was assaulted. When I read that, I said, holy cow, they just said white supremacist 5 times.
Yeah.
And so I sent a very professional email back to Jeff and said, hey, look, you missed First Amendment, peaceful protest, talking to your parents, talking to your priests. And really, you know, our Cumberland Police Force is the greatest group in the state.
Yeah, they're a good bunch of guys gals, yeah.
And so he basically at the end of the day said, you know, what's your angle on all this? And he sent my complaint about Community Change Inc., the anti-racism partner they hired, directly to CCI. And I basically said, Jeff, you know, they could put 25 Black Lives Matter people in my driveway in 10 seconds. And once I deal with that, then you and I are going to have a much different conversation. And so he did it a couple times. He doxed me to Elena Maker, who sent a letter to defund the SRO, the school resource officer in Greeley, and the 216 Greeley folks that also signed that. And it was just one thing after another. And then it was in the press, a press release from Kathy Breen and Matty Daughtry.
Our favorite person.
You know, evil person. And then it was
the entire... Kathy Breen got involved in this?
Yes, sir. If you go back and Google... On 11/22, Kathy Breen and Matty Daughtry put out a press release that is actually authored by Jeff on the Google document that says, and I'm going to paraphrase, you know, Sean's a monster. He shouldn't be fighting this critical race theory. We all should be anti-racism experts, and we just need to do a better job. And so I called Kathy, talked to one of her handlers. Kathy never called me back. Matty Daughtry never called me back. Steve Moriarty never called me back. And these guys must just enjoy socialism, anarchism, and Marxism because that's basically what I was fighting against.
Yeah, you know, the thing about it is people that are preaching critical race theory and the 1619 Project, they are actually the real racists in our society, because they're the people that look down on black people. It's the worst kind of racism. It's racism of low expectations. And that's a card. Kathy Breen is a card-carrying member of the racism of low expectations. I hope she's listening.
100%.
Right now.
And if I have just 30 more seconds, Ray, Anne Maximowicz, the person that I've kind of been really concerned about, she is a radical, radical person. And she's basically running again to be on the school board. She's an incumbent, so she's running again. And essentially,
is she the one head of the equity committee?
She's on the equity committee. The equity committee is actually headed by Nick Schuler-Wiston, who runs the Telling Room, which is a complete, like, I mean, it's just a, anyway, I'm not going to get into that. And then Tyler McGinley, who is the, she's also the co-chair. She's the co-chair of the equity committee and chair of the school board. And so there's a complete conflict of interest. But Anne, who is currently, you know, looking to get reelected, she's basically running on a universal income platform, which is socialism. Yeah, okay. She wants to allow biological males to compete with biological females. Like, really? She supports Marxism and anarchism. And, of course, we are all white supremacists, although she recently said she didn't mean to call us all white supremacists, even though it was in the letter five times.
Well, that letter that was sent out, which I read here, and then I also played the head of the equity committee at the time, because we had the Zoom meeting on video where she read that letter to the school board. It was just a very weird thing, just very odd. I didn't realize that Greeley had that many people of color, that you guys had that much opportunity to demonstrate your white supremacists. It's crazy.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, if you go back to Martin Luther King Jr. and talk about content of character versus skin color, I mean, I've said a couple times, including live in the school board meetings, and everybody can go back on YouTube and watch the public comment, I said Martin Luther King Jr. would be ashamed of what Greeley was doing. And that was like, it was a gasp, like, oh, I can't believe he just
said
that.
Oh, I agree with you. There's no question that's true.
It's so true. It is.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. Hey, Sean, we got to run. I appreciate you being on this morning. Thanks for sharing your truth.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity, and have a great day, this day past Memorial Day. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Enjoy your daughter's graduation.
It is 8:25.
Hi, I'm Susan McVetti.
And I'm Pete McVetti from McVetti's Hearth and Home.
Is there a sale going on at the store right now?
No.
No Hearthstone, Quadrifier, Mendota, Wittes, Blaze King, or Morso sale?
No.